Oh, wow. That was a good one. Wow.
I swallowed that on purpose.
Wow. You always swallow like that. Yes, you do. Wow. You swallow
when I'm sucking it down like when I'm like really thirsty.
No, for real. That was a good one.
This is the non-confrontational podcast. Your discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Non-Confrontational Podcast. It's episode 24.
Yes.
You say it unsure
every single time, yeah, because I forgot.
We wanted to start this episode differently. Yeah. Italia! Italia! Prosciutto! Parmigiano! Soppressata! And lasagna! Italia!
Oh, I thought we were eating the pizza!
I thought you were going to say panino, so. I was about to say panino, you said pizza. I was like, oh no, we're not on the same page.
I think that was pretty good,
that was
though.
Good. Italy didn't win yet, and they still may not win, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we post this, the results are going to be out.
Yeah
people might
I'll
be
put
mad.
I'll put it on the screen and be like, well, this is a waste.
Yeah. Put the score, and if it's like 4-0 England.
Actually, I'll just put the last, like, if Italy loses, I'll just put the last goal of them getting scored on.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
If they win.
And now. Italy win. They're European champions for only the second time, 53 years after the first. A long wait is over.
And then we can put the burr, 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 burr.
The guys throwing the beer in the fucking, you know, the
maybe we're the reason they win.
Yeah, it's not beer. It'd be red wine.
Italians. You like red wine? Yeah. Olive oil.
Olive oil and Christini's.
That's funny.
To give a disclaimer, we're all Italian. You can't get mad at us.
Yeah. Don't get upset.
Yeah, and you know, we're huge soccer fans.
Oh, big probably the fans. Biggest. Yeah.
Balotelli, Totti, Buffon, favorite fucking players. Yeah. They've been doing so good.
Too, eh?
Yeah, they've been doing so good. Yeah. Pirlo, little Pirlo chip.
Did he scored that goal the other day? I chipped it. Yeah.
Wow. The other day, 10 years ago.
Yeah. It was the other day. Fuck. I love soccer.
Yeah.
Football. Sorry.
Football.
We're not soccer fans. We're football fans.
Football. How do you say foot in Italian, Pepsi?
Piede.
Yeah, why don't they say piede ball?
It'd be piede palla.
Piede palla.
It just doesn't sound good.
Very professional.
You know what I mean? Like, it should be. Because, like, if we... Like, the only people that should call it football are, like, people from, like, Britain and, like, UK and shit like that.
Yeah, that's, I think, the word.
Did you see what Jake Paul posted on Twitter?
Oh, my God, yeah. What a savage, though.
Well, what are you... Maybe I didn't. Okay. Are you talking about the chain?
So he has a chain of him getting, like him on the ground getting knocked out, holding NyQuil.
No, McGregor getting knocked out.
Yeah, not Jake Paul. Yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention we hadn't said McGregor yet, right? There was that. Then after the fight, when it was over and McGregor lost, he said, I'll fight McGregor for $23. He's like, that's my new, like, bid. It's kind of stupid.
I know.
Because...
Yeah, I just think he actually thinks he could beat McGregor.
I do, too. He's really, like... But I wonder how much of it do you think it's, like, he actually thinks he could win and how much he just wants a massive payday.
See, at this point, I'm starting to actually think he's, really become delusional after the people he's boxed.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If I'm scared that he's going to beat Woodley.
Me, too. Oh, I think he has a chance. I do. I heard GSP say it. Yeah, George St. Pierre said it. He goes, boxing's a completely different animal than MMA fighting.
But
when I hear GSP say it, that means he's not confident Woodley's going to win either.
Well, that's the thing. It's like a UFC fighter going into boxing is not likely to win just as much as a boxer coming into the UFC,
even less
right?
Likely.
It's just because they punch in their sport. It's completely different. Like, they focus on everything.
At least one thing is, like, Woodley's going to show up and he's going to be all ripped up and it's going to look like a professional.
Yeah.
Like,
Ben you'll have the cardio to go the round.
Yeah, my thing is,
Ben Askren pulled up out of shape.
A fucking bag of milk.
Yeah, we haven't seen Jake Paul box for more than a minute.
Yeah, he fucked up Deji.
Yeah,
I mean, but like in his
that's his, like, first fight.
Yeah.
They wore a
couple rounds against Nate Robertson. I mean, he fucked up Nate Robertson, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
2 or 3 rounds.
No, he got knocked out in the second round.
Yeah, it's still more than a minute.
Yeah, I was obviously exaggerating, but that doesn't mean that, like, Nate Robertson didn't even touch him. He just kept running at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who teaches the people that he boxed how to box, but they should find new coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
When Nate Robertson, poor guy, he was like, yeah, I've been boxing my whole NBA career. It's like...
With who?
Who?
How?
How? Just because you hit the bag for like 20 minutes like after a workout doesn't mean you've been boxing.
Yeah. No, I don't... I just... That's my thing. Is just, okay, he looks good. I'm not saying he doesn't look good. We just haven't really seen him box... A lot.
Yeah, as much as I'm not a fan of Jake Paul, he looks like a decent boxer.
Yeah, well, he knows
he's
what
a good
he's
amateur
doing,
boxer
he's
for doing. Sure.
Yeah.
Does he stand a chance?
Deji's fight, he was wearing headgear. It was the first time he boxed and everything.
Yeah.
He was like, he was so young, he didn't even have a fucking beard.
Yeah, I know. It's like right out of Disney Channel.
Yeah,
good,
basically.
Disney Channel, Paul.
That was a long time ago, eh?
It was.
Like, it wasn't, it doesn't feel like it, but that was like, it's almost been like 4 or 5 years, I feel.
Has it been that long?
I don't know.
Time flies, eh?
It wasn't 2016, but 2018,
wasn't it like
maybe.
3 years?
Yeah. Well, too bad my computer's not opening, so I can't find out.
So fact check us.
Yeah, I'll let you know here. Here, when was Deji versus...
2018, I think.
Jake Paul. Yeah, that's...
3 years ago.
That's 4 years. It's 2021. No, it's 2019, three. Though.
It's three. So it's two, actually.
Oh, wow, my math is bad.
Said with such conviction. No, that's four. That's four.
No, I was just reading my thing, but it's like, anyways, it's only been 2 years.
That's not that long. 5 years.
No, wait, this is the KSI rematch, so they didn't
Logan.
Fight
no.
until the KSI rematch. They fought
No, they
that.
Fought at the original yeah. one. I think it's 3 years. I remember 2018.
Yeah, 2018.
See, a fact checker right here. Ding, 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 ding.
You just went through the files?
The files, yeah.
Pulled it out? Check.
You know that episode of SpongeBob when
yeah,
he's in his
it's
own
all
room?
On fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that's me all the time, but I manage well in fire.
Yeah. Get the fireproof.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after, but like, okay, how about with the McGregor fight? I didn't watch it. I just saw that he broke his ankle.
Yeah,
it was
watched
a decent
it.
Fight.
Yeah, I mean, they were doing okay. Like, he was striking with him on the feet, and then Poirier gets him up against the cage.
And like always takes him down.
Took him down. McGregor almost
fighting
had that
well
fucking,
on his back.
He almost had that choke.
Yeah,
in.
That was bullshit yeah. because he put his toes on the cage
yeah,
and
I know.
Pushed out of it.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You can't do
yeah,
that.
He climbed it like
they should have reset them.
Who Look, did? Who did?
Poirier. He had him in like a good guillotine, McGregor.
Yeah. And he honestly may have got him too.
Yeah, but then he pushed off the cage and like kind of climbed it. You're not allowed to hook your like.
Yeah.
So
I have been saying this forever. Get rid of the cage. Mm-hmm. Make it like so. It
like pride. Yeah.
Like, there we go. And it would also eliminate the pushing up against yeah. the wall. You could still wrestle, but you got to get a legitimate takedown.
Like
you got to
yeah.
shoot
like
in the middle of the cage.
Ropes?
Yeah, like yeah. a boxing ring. That's what Pride used to do back in the day.
But like for like an octagon still.
Yes, yeah. You just do ropes. Or you do like I can't really do a plexiglass.
You wouldn't be able to fight on the wall anymore, I feel.
That's why. It would be... It would change the whole sport. Like, it would be such a big, like, change. Because in Pride, when you would get too close to the edge, they would have to, like, get up and, like, reset to more of the middle. So, like, it'd be a big...
It stops, like, a lot of stuff like that. Like, or, like, how when you fight Khabib, 99.9% of the fight is against
the cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like wrestle in the middle of the mat. If you want to be, like, show how impressive you are, stop pinning him against the cage where he can't move.
So you know, you think that, like, because I was going to say, like, that would, like, change
it,
so much where, like, you
just,
can't wrestle on the cage anymore.
Yeah.
It just turns because, like...
Well, it would change grappling. Like, grappling would become, like, a lesser skill, right? Because when you're grappling in the center, it's, like, it's hard to do. But when you get a bigger guy pushes you up against the cage, like...
Which, when you're, like, training and you're, like, coming up, like, you don't really... Like, I get in amateur, like, MMA, there's a cage. But, like, if you're someone training wrestling, you don't fight in a cage.
No. You can't for that specific reason.
Yeah.
But there's so many different like MMA sports. You never are fighting in a cage. Like
kickboxing's ropes. Taekwondo.
Taekwondo. Like any of that shit. Like you're never in a cage. It's kind of weird that like the highest level, then you're in a cage.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like a cage. Is like
put in a cage.
A cage. Cage match.
Because the first UFC, like there was like, what were the rules? What couldn't you do? You couldn't gouge the eyes. You couldn't pull the hair, and you couldn't kick to the.
Can you gouge eyes now?
No, but like,
I thought the way you said it, the first UFC you couldn't gouge eyes,
rule,
now you
That
could.
Was the only thing you couldn't do, though.
Have you ever watched an original UFC fight?
There was no weight classes.
They're horrible.
Yeah, and you would fight three times in a night. There were tournaments.
No weight classes? Three times in a night?
It was a tournament. Yeah.
Oh
so, like, you know
God.
How, like, now it's, like, you fight maybe three times a year, four times a year. That's, like, active. It was three fights in a night in a tournament. So you win the fight, you got to fight again. You win the fight again.
I don't even remember them having doctor stoppages.
No,
unless
there was
it
also
was
no
like,
decisions. It was like fight till you like
lose.
Fucking dead.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
That is
it's actually shocking no one's ever died.
It's way more deserving of the Ultimate Fighter Champion name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Think of three times in a night, no weight classes.
Shit sounds like, what's it called, though?
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
It's probably literally inspired.
Do you ever see that big fat-ass sumo wrestler fight that little skinny dude?
Was it when he fought Hoist Gracie?
I can't remember. Oh, you're right. Yeah, it was Hoist Gracie. No, there was two of them, but Hoist Gracie.
That's from?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I never knew that.
That was the original. You're right. Hoist Gracie does fight him.
Fucks him up.
Yeah.
Because the big fat guy had no technique, and Hoist Gracie's like maybe 140 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Gets him in like a chokehold or something.
There's another one I'm thinking of, but I don't think it was UFC. That one is the one that I was relevant to the story. Yeah. But.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was insane.
That's absolutely amazing. I love it.
I think they should go back to that.
Yeah. Just absolute blood actually matches. Like,
more violent than savage.
I thought I saw a spider. I saw the cable between this.
Oh, shit. You're like back up. No, they got to like make it actually more savage. Like no judges, no rounds, no breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Fight until you drop.
Fight till almost
sounds
death.
Like, sounds no weight like, classes. Like, it sounds like a.
And you're allowed to bring in one weapon.
That'd be a great movie.
Yeah.
Like it would like it kind of like make just, it around like the.
So you're thinking Gladiators.
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Basically. We're talking about Gladiators.
Yeah, I know, but like imagine...
No weapons.
Imagine this, but like kind of like a Hunger Games-esque movie, right? I think it'd be really good. Mm-hmm. Take 20 teenagers, stick them into the UFC tournament. They each fight to the death.
Well, and it's every year.
And that's so much better.
And they pick 20 random Canadians, like so it's Canada, and then like the winner... The winner from Canada moves on to fight the rest of the winners from the globe, and then you get all the countries.
It's just like a death sport.
I can guarantee you, in like a tribe in like deep in Africa would dominate every year.
Every single year.
There'd be no chance.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
What's that? There's that wrestling in Africa. I know. What's it called?
I don't remember.
Oh, but those guys are freaks, man.
They train. So it's like a... So like it's like a village, right?
Oh, it's like a small.
But they're yoked up, bro. Like ripped. I don't know how you can get so ripped with no equipment. Like they're sculpted too.
Statistically, I think they're one of the most like I don't know how you'd say it, like muscularly athletic people on the planet.
Yeah.
See if you can find it. Put in it's like African wrestling? I don't know if it's mud wrestling. Not they're not really in mud, they're in like sand.
Yeah.
Natural muscle and skills Beast Tribe, West Africa.
Yes.
No, this is... He's
looking in the right spot.
No. These are just bodybuilders. They're clearly in... What's it called? They're clearly in California. This looks like fucking... No, maybe it's... Maybe this is Africa. I know there's white people in Africa, but I feel like there's too many.
Sengalese wrestlers.
Oh yeah, I just found. Yeah. These guys.
Yes.
Yeah, we found the same.
Yeah, show Greg. Look up Sengalese wrestlers and then look at them and tell us.
Oh my God! What is this?
There's no Canadian beating them.
No,
sorry. I'm telling you,
that man is huge.
Their muscle mass is just astounding. Yeah. I wonder what it is. It's like you just got to be just genetics, like the right?
Yeah, lifestyle for sure.
This is why
I wish, man.
Like, there's think about it, they have no processed foods, probably.
No, yeah,
like they're just doing like you know hard work and
every day,
and they get by, and then you get these specimens.
Yeah,
but yeah,
you know who reminds me of that? Like, I know Yoel Romero's not.
Yeah,
what nationality is he? He's Brazilian, isn't he?
Colombian.
What it is. Yeah, or same Cuban, idea.
Colombian, all these guys are fucking huge.
Yeah, no, that's Francis Ngannou.
That's Francis Ngannou. Yeah.
How did he say he developed his power? Was it working in the sand mines?
Yeah, or didn't he work in a sugarcane field? I could be wrong.
Oh, sand mines,
right?
Sand mines.
Why did I remember that? I think I'm thinking of high school because they used to go to the sugarcane fields.
So okay, so there's like this this death tournament. They would win. What would it be though? So like,
what do you win?
Why do you think? Like, do you think it'd be kind of like the same as the Hunger Games?
Yeah, I'm saying you picked like 20 randoms.
But why do you pick them? Like, is it something that like?
I'm just copying the Hunger Games.
But the Hunger Games was because they tried to rebel against the Capitol. So
I didn't watch all the Hunger Games.
I know.
I've seen the first one.
That's explained in the first one.
Oh, I've seen it like grade 8. Regardless, I'm saying just 20 randoms pick out of a hat. Everybody holds their breath.
Yeah, kind of like a purge type thing. Yeah. Just population control or something.
And then, like, you could pick 20.
No, just to see who the most dominant, like, country is.
So you could pick 20 stiffs, or you can accidentally pick, like,
a phenom. That'd be just killing.
Maybe we have just an absolute diesel rig training and he gets picked.
I think I guarantee every year it'd be, like, the Nordics.
Yeah,
like those wrestlers. Yeah. Like it'd be Viking versus like mud wrestlers. Yeah.
Our best chance would be like lumberjacks from out in Alberta.
True,
or something.
You're Saskatchewan. Forgetting about not our crazy farm kids.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Corn-fed boys.
Yeah, if you're farm kids, like no Toronto guys.
Yeah,
like,
no. We'll get you can't pick from there. If we could pick like all of Alberta,
yeah,
and then we Toronto find those farm kids. They're like they're genetically.
They can hack a tree down with their fucking forearms.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean.
They have, like, forearms, like, the girth of my thigh.
Yeah.
Because they've been, like, doing crazy farm shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be that.
Their name's, like, Duke. Come on, a Canadian
Duke Windsor.
Named Duke Windsor. He could win. He could win.
I could probably do pretty well.
Decapitates the competition.
With his
the
forearms.
The girthy forearms.
Yeah. Some of those guys that work out in the oil field.
If you've ever watched The Animes. The anime records
the miners,
of Ragnarok.
The oil
this is exactly what it sounds like.
Miners too. You can...
What did you say, Pop?
There's an anime called Records of Ragnarok where it's like gods versus humans in like a death match, but this is exactly what it sounds like.
Okay, yeah. It's good though.
Cool. Cool. I think it's. Yeah.
And what's the age cap? I'm capping it at like 19. That's when you're like after 19, you're not eligible anymore.
No, that's you got to get people in their prime.
Okay, well how what are you
19 at? To 25.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Good.
That's good.
No,
you know
younger.
Pepsi's
16
right.
to 25.
No,
yeah,
as much
care.
As your endurance is good when you're 16,
you just
if
be
you
killing the 16-year-olds.
That's fine.
Because
you're not
going to be
killing
them. Like,
think about it. When we were 16, there's no chance I'm beating a 20-year-old.
Well, you don't know if you're fighting a 20-year-old.
Unless this is like the Hunger Games where we want to punish people, right? So like we're the head government of the world.
Well, we don't want to do that.
Well, like I'm just saying,
I just want to watch it.
Okay, but see the Hunger Games, they wanted to like kind of like punish them, so they took the kids because it's like, well, we're gonna fucking kill your kids,
yeah,
basically,
true,
right?
No, 19 to 25 is
okay,
good.
Fine,
so it's like if you just want to watch
22,
if you want to watch a good tournament, then you gotta go for the. Because think about this, right? You get selected at 15.
I said 16.
Okay, you get selected at 16.
Oh, then they're screwed.
And yeah, you have to go up against Zion Williams.
Yeah.
When he was 16.
Oh, yeah, well, Zion, see, there's a specimen.
Yeah. But you see what I'm saying, right? Like, yeah. So, like, at least give
but
yourself
you
some
use
time
your
to
cunning.
Develop.
We're only basing this
on,
off,
man.
Like, speed and
at
agility
19,
and
I'm
strength.
Getting my ass kicked by Zion at 19.
No, I know.
At 21, Zion's still beating my ass. At no point. When I beat Zion.
Yeah, like, if you were doing a graph, like, the chart would literally just be, like, the two lines would just separate further.
Yeah,
there's
true,
no
true.
Point.
I actually have a better chance maybe at 16, believe it or
yeah,
not, than
he's
right
not
now.
As strong.
Right now, he's, like, 285. Back then, he might have been, like...
250.
Yeah, but, like,
no,
if you're
a little bit skinnier, like, 220.
22-year-old Julian versus 16-year-old Zion.
Still getting my ass kicked.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, that's what I mean.
That's what I mean. The age there makes
Isn't
no
that
difference.
Terrifying?
Yeah.
You'd have to use your smarts.
What smarts? He's...
I'm sure he's just as smart, but I'm just saying, like, you'd have to outwit him.
We're in an octagon, remember that.
I can't run. You just catch me eventually.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. I'm thinking of this like a legitimate death sport.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we were
like
talking
like
UFC.
A coliseum.
It doesn't matter how we think of it. I'm still losing.
Like, what if... Okay, this would be the only way to make this fair. Yeah. In a Colum Seal style death match, but with like how the Hunger Games would add in like
weapons,
not weapons,
sponsors.
But like
sponsors.
No,
can I get like a med kit mid fight
like,
after Zion brutally dribbles
called?
Me off the
like,
floor?
Like challenges, almost like
like
terrain challenges.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
the Colosseum has things you could use to your advantage,
oh.
Right?
I was thinking more of like a 1v1 death match.
Yes,
like
so 1v1.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's 1v1 in the Colosseum, but the Colosseum has terrain advantages, right? So you got to try and outwit your opponent. It's not just a battle of brawn because then it's like it gets a little bit, you know, predictable. How are you going to take bets on that?
Well,
you really think he's going to beat Zion in a 1v1?
If,
yeah, exactly.
Never,
there's no chance.
I'm never betting for Canada, though.
You run that simulation 1,000 times, you lose 1,000 times.
Yeah.
All of us do.
No, what if I Charlie horse him once and he's a little bit hobbled? Like, as he's beating
okay,
me up, I like a stiff knee to his quad, and he's like, fuck, that hurts. And then I get him in a rear naked quickly.
He comes for you, you get between his legs.
You actually
and
look like a turtle shell on his back.
as you're getting between his legs, just uppercut his fucking calf.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, fuck, he's
Yeah, but you ever see down. That guy's fucking legs?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how fucking hard you'd have to punch just to Charlie horse him?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably wouldn't even like feel it. Yeah, you'd have to get a good elbow in right here. Yeah.
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 And then the commentator's going, Zion's down. And he's got his back.
You might just infuriate him. You might just infuriate him, to be honest.
I don't think I could get my arms around his neck. Do you think you could?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
How big do you think his neck is?
He's 285 pounds.
Right now, but when he was 16.
He was 250.
You want to choke me until I pass out?
Yeah, I'm right on camera.
Can you imagine? Yeah, but if you had to add terrain, like what terrain would you add? Like I'm thinking like hills.
The
and
way
like
I look at it is, remember when you play Super Smash and you're in the Pokemon Stadium and the terrain would
change
over again?
Oh, so we're thinking this is way in the future. We could do like changing terrain arenas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like if the Super Bowl can set up an entire concert in like 20 minutes, I'm sure we could pause for 5 minutes and have them bring in a new terrain.
Oh, like you're saying it's not moving while
we're fighting. We'll, by the time we're done, we'll have the technology where it's all automatic.
Okay, fair enough.
We got people smart enough. We're sending fucking rocket ships out there. We just haven't studied.
That's true.
Would you live on Mars? Terrain
changing technology.
Would I live on Mars? Terrain? Yes.
You would?
I would.
But you're almost guaranteed to die at this point.
Well, I'm almost guaranteed to die on Earth too.
So, but earlier, you know what I mean? Like
how
you only
much
gotta.
Earlier?
I don't remember what.
Why
they
would
said.
You die earlier?
The gravity and your organs wouldn't be used to it.
Okay, that's
true.
Thought.
Good
that's
point. Good
thought.
Point. Maybe then no. Well, right now life's pretty like good. Like I like where I am in life. But if it went to shits, then yeah.
From what I've seen of Mars,
like, I'm always remembered through history.
So Mars seems cool, and like the problem is it's like it's permanent. Once you go there, you're not coming back, right?
Why not?
Well, because we hardly have the technology to get there.
Oh, okay, true.
So
we can land there, I think. Can we? Elon's made a rocket.
No,
we can land.
No.
I've seen him land something.
We haven't. Yeah, the Mars rover.
No, a rocket. He's landed one.
He's landed a rocket. Yeah.
Yeah. So do that there.
That's the goal. I think. But
I don't think I'd be selected though to go to Mars.
You might not.
My
be
thing
like
is like there's a lot of like beautiful places on Earth I haven't seen yet. Mm-hmm. That are a lot. Like while going to Mars would be cool. It'd be like almost like okay, like where's a place you really want to go to but you don't really want to live? You know what
Mars.
I mean? But exactly. So like that's the problem with Mars. You have to live there once you go there.
Mm.
So it's like
wow.
Like I think
I just registered.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Well, I guess there's only so much rocks you could look at, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, says Mars isn't beautiful.
I think the Mars rover did.
The Mars rover sent back some pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, right? Like what I'm saying is that like Japan, for example. Japan would be cool to live in, actually. That's probably a bad example. I don't know if I'd ever live in Japan myself.
Afghanistan.
Like I don't think I'd forever live.
What? It's a war-torn country. Yeah. You want to live there?
No, not preferably, but I'm sure
that's
there's a
I'm
nice part of Afghan.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So Greg's saying a place you'd like to visit. Okay, you go visit.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like specific areas. There's bad places in Toronto I wouldn't want to live in.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, then basically just think that. Like,
Do you not want to visit Jane and Fincher?
No, never. Basically you used to live there.
I know.
Think of a place, like you said, like a place where you'd want to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. And that's kind of Mars for me. It'd be like, I'd want to go, but I wouldn't want to stay there because it's just red rock and there's not much to do.
But what if you encounter, like, what if you're like wake up one morning and you're sipping your Mars coffee and then you see like an alien taking a stroll and then you're like, can I use social media there?
That's what I was going to say, but who do I report back
what
to
if
about
there's a,
it?
What if there's a baddie Martian?
Yeah.
You just fall in
what
love.
What if?
Fall in love.
Mars is pretty.
I mean, look at Mars. Yeah. Oh my God, Greg, did you see the city they built on Mars? No, but think about it. Can I use social media? I bet, like, because then my account would be, like, massive.
Oh, then you'd be popping off.
Yeah.
You'd have so much money.
Right?
Yeah, but
where are
you
going to use that money?
What would you spend it on?
That's what I said.
Amazon.
I was being sorry.
Amazon delivers.
Take 5 years to get a package.
Not with Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Come on, Jeffrey. Put your back
into
it.
What is it?
CEO entrepreneur.
Wait, shut up. Have you seen Jeffrey Bezos' rocket that he's building?
No. Why is he building
a
rocket?
Sing that song now?
Yeah, go ahead. Sing it.
CEO entrepreneur. Born in 1964.
Is his name Jeffrey?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Come on, Jeffrey, you can do it. Pave the way, put your back into it. Come on, Jeffrey, show us how. Look at where you came from. Look at you now. Zuckerberg.
Okay, okay, that's enough.
Buffett, amateurs. Do you remember the fucking song?
What is this song even?
It's on TikTok. How'd you remember every lyric?
I fucking love it, bro.
That's enough. I've never even seen this.
I'm going to play the song.
Anyways. Look at this. Jeff Bezos is also building a rocket to go to Mars, yeah. Right? Mars exploration. Why is he doing it? Why? Because he saw Elon Musk do it. And if Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world doing it, then Jeff Bezos has got a counter, right? Yeah. No. Please. This podcast is just terrible today.
Hi, Jack.
CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964. Jeffrey
Bezos. CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeffrey
Bezos.
I think that's good enough.
No, put the end. I like when he says he fucks their wives.
Okay. Is this copyrighted?
Yeah, probably.
No, it's Bo Burnham's thing. It's quite a jam.
It's a jam, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Greg doesn't look too happy.
It's just the podcast today is just...
Well, sometimes you gotta...
Yeah.
This is... His rocket. This is what it looks like.
Is he showing us his penis?
Oh, basically.
What's he using it for? Faster delivery?
He might have shaped it after his penis.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it very... It's very...
very flaccid.
Phallic-like.
Very phallic-like.
Yeah.
When I say flaccid, I mean phallic. Flaccid. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's very soft.
Yeah.
All of us said phallic. Like, can you believe... Jeff Bezos.
Yeah,
all the money.
Is that for same-day shipping?
That's well, what I'm... honestly, Canada's been lacking in the deliveries.
So for same-day shipping for what's it called? For Mars, yeah. Look at that. Mars.
It's a penis.
This guy built this whole thing, had his engineers do it, spent all this money, and didn't once look up and be like,
that's a cock rocket.
That looks like a penis.
Yeah.
It's a cock.
It's actually the most like beneficial design. Like,
do you think that's... What if we ran with boners, it would be faster?
No, that's what Usain Bolt did, I think.
Really?
No.
Do you think that he did it on purpose to get publicity?
It kind of looks like he wants to fuck the sky.
He named it Blue Origin. Why do you think it's called Blue Orgy? Blue Orgy, yeah, could be. That's why he got
Blue
divorced.
Blue Orgy sending him to the avatars.
That's why he got divorced with his wife.
Yeah.
Caught in a Blue Orgy.
Mm. Might have been why.
Yeah, I'm blue, I would be an avatar.
Such a smart guy got caught cheating on his wife. Like, yeah. Just say, hey, lady, we're going to divorce now, and I'll give you some money, but you're not going to take half of it.
No, yeah. She took half of it.
Yeah, but if he probably was like, hey, listen, like, I want to cheat on you. Can we just divorce and I'll give you some cash? I'll give you like a couple billion. She'd be like, yeah, no problem. But then he got caught cheating and now she took half of it. Like, good on her, queen.
Queen, take your money.
Take your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have just broke up with her, you know?
Yeah.
There's no one like... not like there was like a...
I'm sure he was like, listen, honey, I don't want to be a monogamous anymore. I'd like to be polyamorous and bring more people in the relationship. I'll slide you a couple billion if you're not into that.
No, he's like this. Instead, he walks up to her one day. He's like, hey, can you sign this paper? She's like, what is it? It's not a prenup. Why do you... It's like, we've been together for like 25 years, Jeff. Why do you want a prenup now?
Like, oh, I banged my secretary. I mean, just sign the prenup.
Please?
Yeah.
Don't worry, there's a couple billion dollars attached to the back of it. Go. Because like that's like pocket change.
Yeah,
that's like me giving
sure.
you like 10 bucks.
Yeah, he's like, here, take it. Take a tenner.
Take a tenner. A tenner billion.
Flicks you a fucking a quarter. Ding. Here you go.
If I was ever like...
Keep some of my...
If
Amazon
I was ever
stock.
Like met Jeff Bezos and he decided to flip me a quarter, I would beam it back at his forehead. I'd be like, fuck you, you gave me a quarter, Bezos.
He probably doesn't even know what it is.
Yeah, Bezos doesn't know what quarters are.
He's like, this is a bottle cap,
the guy's,
right, kid?
The guy's never seen a quarter in his life.
No.
Do you think, how do I explain this? Like, do you think, like, his kids at Christmas, like, he'll put, like, a $10 bill or $100 bill in a gift card?
I'd burn
like
his
that?
House down. If I was Bezos' kid and he gave me a $100 bill, I'd be like, Dad, like, listen, I'm on Twitter now. I know how much money you have. You built a rocket for fun.
These YouTubers tried making a fake video of Bill Gates picking up a $1 bill off the ground.
Yeah.
Like, and pocketing it? Yeah. It looked really... It was fake.
He
really
might
bad.
Do that.
They could have did it
I
bad.
If I was rich, I'd see a bill on the floor.
I would
give it to someone.
I'd probably pick it up because I seen it.
Yeah, I guess that's my thing. My thing is like I'd pick it up because it's there. I wouldn't pick it up because like it's
like if it was a quarter. Quarters are small. How are you gonna see a quarter? But a bill, right? It stands out. Like you'd pick it up.
We're thinking Canadian because like our bill is as low as $5, right?
No, but even
if
like,
I was American, or yeah, if you're American, States, like and a dollar, I saw a dollar bill.
But I don't know if they changed it, but I know in one point in America, all the bills were the same color, right? Yeah. So like, you could think it's $100 bill.
Yeah, they are all the still, same. It's like,
are they still? I don't know. I don't travel.
But still, even for Bill Gates, $100 bill is not a big deal.
No, it's nothing. But I'd still pick it up.
You know what the thing is?
I think they were just trying to label Billy bad.
Oh, this reminded me of something that happened to me once. Mm. I was really young, and I was in Washington with my family for vacation. Mm. And I was walking down the street, and I see a wad of cash, like with a rubber band around it, a wad.
Like a wad.
Huge. Like, if it was all dollars, it was probably like $200. Ooh, if it was all tens, if it was all tens, it was a grand.
Yeah.
It was sitting there, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to go get it. I walk up. This guy comes out of nowhere, full speed, boom, out of this alleyway, picks it up, and just takes off.
Holy shit.
And I was like, whoa.
What if he picked you up and took off?
That would have been pretty scary.
That's jokes. But you know what?
Pretty strong. Pick up a load. Get him blast off.
Okay, I was fat as fuck. You would have to have been so jacked. You drag 200 pounds with you down a fucking sidewalk and not look conspicuous.
It's fucking like J.J. Watt.
Yeah. Or be, seem... Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, we've talked about... Have we talked about the Olympics? I think we said something about the Olympics. We talked about like a world domination event. Talked about the Euros.
Yeah.
UFC, yeah. There's championships, concerts are coming back, yeah. Parties are coming back,
yeah.
All this summer, and you know what isn't? A wild and hairy bush.
Yeah.
Time to tame your pubes from our friends at Manscaped. I'm going to rephrase that. Time to tame your pubes with the help from our friends at Manscaped. The leaders in below-waist grooming. They just released their fourth generation, the performance package, which includes the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Mm-hmm. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like an Olympic gold medal? Fellas, do the right thing. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going all in and using code NONCON, yep. NONCON, NONCON, for 20% off and free shipping. Check out.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the razor with you right now?
No, I don't.
I was going to do a demonstration. It's okay.
I moved them upstairs finally. Like, I had them here so that we could show them, but I moved them upstairs finally for the sole purpose that I was using them.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah. So,
fair enough.
Kind of. Like, I got to do the nose hairs again. They grow like fucking weeds, bro. They come back so fast.
That's crazy.
That nose trim is fine.
We always talk about me like shaving or waxing parts of my body, but can you just grow a goatee?
Me?
I think you look terrible.
I shaved yesterday. Like, I just horrible, look. Dude. I look terrible in general with facial hair.
No, I don't think you look bad with facial hair, but a goatee might not be.
I can't grow a goatee though, because I don't get anything. Like, I get like a little soul patch right here. Little,
you don't
little
get it
tiny
over
soul
here?
Patch. Nothing here, and I get some hair, but like the way my
even better.
The way
grow my chin.
The
thing.
Way my hair. No, but see how your chin thing comes above your chin.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't. Yeah. My facial hair. It's
fine.
Is just under here.
Do so a chin strap.
You do a chin strap while we wax your chest.
Yeah. Chin strap while you wax my chest.
For 150,000 followers.
100,000.
That's such a pussy.
Yeah.
If he's waxing his chest.
Yeah, you just got to grow an ugly chin strap.
Do you know how long it would take me, though? I'd have to grow it out for... No. 3 weeks.
Okay, grow for 3 weeks. Yeah. Where are you going?
Nowhere. It's just when we do these videos, I don't like it.
Oh my God,
this guy.
A chin strap.
Wax your legs and I'll do it.
My legs? No,
yeah.
Not my legs. That's not even comparable.
No, I look bad with it. I have to live with it. You have to...
pain I would have to go through to get all this hair off my leg.
Just do one strip.
Then I'd look stupid.
Shave the rest.
No.
All right, I shaved
mine.
Wow,
somebody's
good.
Not committed.
Neither are you.
Neither am I.
What do you think, Pepsi? He should wax his legs.
If you wax your legs and he agrees to do the chin strap, that's fair.
You do it once, no one sees it anymore.
What
the only people
doing?
That see it is when we fucking go swimming, right?
But I
have to grow that out.
Nothing.
Three fucking weeks.
Yeah, it won't be 3 weeks. Your hair grows.
No, I'm telling you,
that.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I'm telling you. I won't shave for a week. I'll show you what it looks like.
Yeah, okay.
Did you see me yesterday? No, we didn't see each other yesterday.
No.
Yesterday I shaved and it was a week.
What do you want
to
do?
Perhaps you want to do something.
Mustache.
Shave your head bald.
No. Nothing here. Nothing here.
How much armpit hair you got?
Yeah.
Here's stash.
Not much. I shaved.
Shave your chin thing.
No, that'll take me too long to grow back.
But that's what I'm saying. Like
that is not the equivalent to you growing a chin strap.
I get that. I'm just saying. You said that took you like 2 years to grow out. Like that's how long it would take me to grow
out
proper hair.
It would
take me like a month or two.
Yeah, less.
I'm telling you. It wouldn't grow out good.
To grow like long, where it is now, maybe like a month.
Yeah. But even if it doesn't have to be that long, if you like cut it down a little bit, it wouldn't like.
Yeah, it's pretty long right now.
It's me. I don't grow facial hair very fast. I grow hair everywhere else on my body.
I can already see the 5 o'clock shadows. That's how I know you're lying.
My hair on my head grows really fast. My hair on my legs, my hair all grows extremely fast. I have to take care of it regularly. But the facial hair takes a long time, and it comes in patchy and it's weak.
And that's where Manscaped comes in handy.
Yeah. So, again, thank you, Manscaped. Use code NONCON, that's NONCON, for 20% off and free shipping. That's, you could go, yeah, manscaped.com. Did I say that? Yeah, manscaped.com. Achieve pubic glory this year.
Glory.
With everything that's happening using Manscaped.
Thank you, Manscaped, for the Lawnmower 4.0.
Sweet, sweet.
Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
I watched Black Widow last night.
Oh, how was that?
This will be spoiler free. It was for the first Marvel movie in 2 years. I was really excited for it. It was all right though. It felt different than most Marvel movies to me. I don't know, like most Marvel movies, like I feel like they have like a general feel to them. Mm-hmm. It felt different. Mm-hmm. Not a bad different though. Mm-hmm. Not one of the best movies. But like,
I knew you didn't love it though, because you would have been like, you would have been like, I think it was actually worse than what you think it is. Because if it was like,
a lot of people didn't like it very
much. Yeah, I think if it was like,
knockout, like amazing, you guys would have heard me talking about it all night.
Even while you guys were thinking, like, I kept telling you. Solid and good, you would have still been talking about it because you were so excited. But because you were like anticipating it, it didn't, I could tell,
it didn't live up to the hype. It didn't live up to the hype. The reason why, and like, this is not a spoiler. If you guys don't know this, you're just not a Marvel fucking fan.
Yeah.
But it's what's it called? So the reason why is it's placed in between the time just after Civil War and before Infinity War. So it's when Black Widow and Captain America are all on the run from the government that's trying to, like, you know, because they fucking did all the stuff in Civil War that made them, like, outcasts and, like, the Avengers broke up. So because of that, it doesn't really do anything to progress the story of the MCU, which is what I, like, fucking love all these movies for. So it doesn't do anything to progress the story forward of the MCU.
Yeah.
Like, everything that happens after and before already. Mm. This is more of just, like, an origin story for Black Widow, which it does a good job of that.
Yeah.
And it was really cool, and it introduces some new characters. I think that's the thing. I think I was so hyped up because it was like, first Marvel movie in 2 years, but then it doesn't add to that story. It just gives you the origin story, which, like, it was good for what it needed to do.
Yeah.
I guess there was some parts that upset me, but I won't go into that because it's spoiler territory. Mm-hmm. So,
I heard one complaint, people saying that there was like an obscene amount of like ass shots.
Was there? I didn't.
No,
could have been a joke on Twitter, but I saw a thread of people saying there was way too many.
From my perspective, I actually was...
You prefer more?
No. From my perspective, I actually even thought to myself in the movie that I was actually proud that they didn't overly sexualize her. Okay, it seemed like...
I haven't seen this, I don't know.
Like, if you watch the trailer, like, you know, like, there's her and there's, like, one other girl. And, like, basically, like, they're not overly sexualized, in my opinion. Like, there's... It's heavily, like, a female cast, for sure. Like, or, like, a female, like, centric, like, thing... Mm. And no, I didn't really feel it was sexualized.
Do you think that they promised Scarlett Johansson a movie in like to kill her off? Like, do you think they're like, hey, listen, like, we know you love this role, but we got to kill you. We're going to give you a solo.
She's had a movie for a really long time.
Oh, has she?
Yeah. This movie, I think, was supposed to come out even like originally, like in the original plans of the MCU, Black Widow was supposed to get a movie way back in the past, but then it kept getting pushed back for like other movies.
Okay.
And they never like launched it because this has been planned for years. And then she always had a deal for a solo movie.
Oh,
so
it should have came out at a different time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Should have came out like when you said after Civil War.
If it came out after Civil War, it would have been like the perfect like time. Like you would have got like, I feel like it would have been a lot better. I think the reason they didn't is because of these new characters they want to introduce and their plans for that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't want to go too much into it because, again, like spoiler territory, but it's like just these new characters that to introduce. I guess what I could say is they're going to have stuff in the MCU going forward.
Oh, okay.
So I'm glad to know that Twitter thread was a lie.
Yeah.
At least from like, okay, I'll be completely honest. Yesterday, I was up at 4 a.m. in the morning, went fishing. So I fell asleep for a little tiny portion but it wasn't enough of the movie for me to miss so many ass shots that I would feel that people were off put. Like I seriously felt like I don't think Scarlett Johansson would stand for that because she's
That's what I thought, right? And I was like, and then it was, I know it was directed by a female, I'm pretty sure they said. So
I'm not sure. Yeah.
That was like what the thread was saying. It was like a female directed this and it had this many like,
to me, that's got to be
rear end shots. I thought it was just.
That's
got to
be trolls, yeah. Because like, what's it called?
No way.
I don't remember a single ass shot, to be honest. Maybe that just shows my character. That's not what I'm looking for.
But I couldn't see them doing.
No,
that.
For real though, because like the early movies, they kind of like sexualized Black Widow, and I know that Scarlett Johansson has talked about like how as the movies have progressed, like they've stopped doing it, like reeled back on it, and really, I don't think that they did. Maybe
me and Julian have talked about this before, but in anime they'll do like this thing called fan service.
Oh yeah, it always ruins the show. The story.
It's
always.
Weird.
It's like it is weird. It's like I'm watching this for the plot and the storyline.
It's also weird when like they're young sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Naruto, they're like 16, right? And like there's the scene like them like the hot tub shit. They don't ever show anything, but it's just like just the fact that there's a scene like that in the show and they're like 16makes me feel weird.
No, there's some anime where they've done like a little too much stuff with young.
I always avoid anime with fanservice. Yeah. I don't like it. It ruins the story.
I know. I stopped watching Seven Deadly Sins because of that. It's so bad. It's like
I just see clip sometimes if it's trending and then I'll see like a clip and I'll be like, how is that even in the show? Like, how do you write that in?
Fire Force was amazing. Started awesome. And you know what? I'm gonna be honest. If you read the manga, like towards the end, I guess they realized it was like. They were kind of like putting too much in.
Yeah.
So they kind of stopped for the whole ending, which was good because it gets like really serious.
Yeah.
But at the start, they throw in a couple too many. It's like, this is a serious fight scene.
Yeah, there's no need for.
Yeah. The thing is, you guys don't like it, but there's a lot of.
Oh, that's what
that
I was going to say.
Like
they're obviously appealing to like.
Because, you ever see like the people who. There's a huge community for people that draw like kind of like lewd like things like that, right?
Yeah, and that's fine.
Like around,
but, like,
around anime.
But it's like, there should be like a.
Yeah, I know.
A bridge
in
between
the
two. Unless you want to make it like an ecchi. I think it's called like ecchi if it's like.
I don't know.
If there's like sexualized things in it.
I have full access to the movie now, so I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it. I want to see what happens.
I'm going to watch it again, but just because that's the small portion I fucking fell asleep when it actually confused me after. It was bad. I was so upset at myself that I fell asleep.
You know what I got yesterday? I went to go buy movie theater popcorn.
Yeah.
Again?
Mad expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I got a small bag for my mom, and I got a large for myself. And I asked my mom what size.
Try Jiffy Pop. Like the one you make on the stove that Pepsi does. It's so good.
It is. I don't know, but movie theater popcorn.
I know.
It's just different. With the butter and everything. Regardless, you know how much two bags costed me, a large and a small?
$16.
More.
No way.
Yeah. Well, I got extra
20?
Butter. Yeah, 20.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Mad expensive.
So, like, because basically to get the movie, because it's in theaters on Friday.
Yeah.
Right? And I was actually considering waiting to go to the theater.
Spoiled for sure.
Actually, I haven't seen a lot of spoilers about it, which is good. But, it was in theaters on Friday. I was considering waiting to go watch it in the theater. But I couldn't wait. Like, the Marvel in me just couldn't. So, I watched it, and it was $35.99. I have Disney Plus, but then you have to pay $35.99 on top to get the movie early. In a few months, they're going to release it to the public for free.
Yeah.
But like to get it early, it's $35.99. My family was like, oh, why is it $35.99? I'm like, because if I went to if I went to the movie theater and we like the four of us bought tickets and then we bought popcorn and then we bought other stuff, it could cost us a lot more than $35.99.
Way more.
Right.
Combo. Like just to get like a combo with like a medium bag of popcorn, a drink and a snack. It's like $25.
I never get anything when I go to the.
I gotta get popcorn.
I liked it though because it was like.
Oh, it's a good deal.
I meant more in the sense of like I liked it. Like watching it from the thing of home was actually kind of nice.
Okay. Well, you know what, guys? I think it's a good point to wrap up the episode, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Are we doing. Never mind. Wrap up the episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Spit it quickly.
Toronto Blue, we're living in an era. You know the best baseball player in the world's playing right now. Yes. And probably ever. Not Vladimir Guerrero, but Shane Ohtani. So, LA Angels, if you are also looking for some dynamic arms to help out my boy Shane Ohtani. Exactly who he is. They're not advertising him.
Yeah.
He
leads
the MLB in home runs. He has an ERA of like 3. He pitches and hits dingers.
Dude,
he's the
I'm
greatest
really
baseball player of all time.
I thought the greatest baseball player living right now is in this room. I thought it was you, buddy.
Well, that's why they need us three to help out Shane Ohtani. So LA Angels, you could fucking
fly us out.
Fly us out. Dynamic arms. Maybe we could hit too.
You never
maybe
know.
We could hit.
Could hit some
who knows?
Bombs.
We could help out Shane Ohtani. We could just have a team of hitters and pitchers.
We could just massage him.
Yeah. We could just be his fucking masseurs.
Yeah, you ever see me on the Theragun?
Yeah. Brrr. Make sure that arm's ready to throw some heat and hit some bombs.
Sponsor us, Theragun.
And also, Toronto Blue Jays, of course, you know, hometown team. We're ready. Yeah,
we're hometown heroes.
We're ready to help you guys out. We know the relief pitching needs some work. We got a couple of live arms ready to go.
Thank you all for the support, as always.
We love you.
We love you all.
We will.
Wrap it up.
See you later.